Welcome back to the On Talk Podcast, guys. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope you guys had a beautiful last few weeks. I unfortunately had to skip a couple of weeks and take an episode down. I did the episode the last week and I did take it down. I was not feeling it. And, you know, a lot of people were saying it's not that big of a deal. Everything sounded great. Everything was good. But for some reason, my heart was so heavy about it that I had to take it down. Initially, it was because the music wasn't loud enough. And then I just listened to it and I just wasn't connecting with it. So I might post it anyway, but I'm not completely sure. It was about toxic people, the second part of that segment or that series that I had started when it comes to being toxic or toxic people or toxic behavior, and just having a conversation about toxic, you know, conversation period when it comes to people and relationships and friendships. So I might post it. I don't know. I'm trying to make up my mind about it, but I definitely want to make the right decision for my podcast. So oh, it's been a while, and let me tell you, it's been a lot going on. It's been a lot going on. Whoa, I could write a book. I could truly write a book. So this is going to be a conversation that is going to focus on toxic part two, of course, when we elaborate on toxic topics, which involves family. It involves, you know, the whole issue whenever sometimes your mother gets involved in your relationships and whenever you don't really do what you have to do as a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever for your relationship and you let people bombard on your partner, it can really set the tone for a toxic environment. So it's important that we really understand that. And we're talking about privacy. We're talking about people leaving and cleaving. When you grow up and you leave and you start to date and you get married, you know, that is your family now. That is your priority now. And, you know, your mother or your family, they move on with their lives as well as yours. And it's not fair to you otherwise. So I'm going to have a special guest on here today. And actually, it's going to be my cousin, Rodney. I love him so much. He's always been a support for me, and I've definitely been a support for him. And I look up to him. So, but he is the host of A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash that is on AIB Network. So please go to YouTube and search the AIB Network. Subscribe to that channel. But please, I'm going to have the link in my bio or in the description of this podcast for A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. So you guys could go and check it out and you guys could, you know, listen to him and basically get more of a feel of what he represents and what he talks about. And if you just like him in general, like, he has plenty of platforms that he speak on. People always reach out to him and want to interview him or have them interview them. It's really awesome. He's an awesome dude. And his opinion is so, like, it holds so much weight and volume, even if I don't even agree with what he's saying, because we bump heads a lot when it comes to what he believes and what I believe, especially when it comes to relationships. You know, he has the attitude kind of like, I'm over it. And when I'm over it, I'm over it, you know, being over it with people. And I'm more of a, I will give people chances. I will love on people because I feel that that's what people deserve. But he's more of a, you know, straight to the point. If it ain't serving me, then I don't want to have anything to do with it. He may disagree with that when he listened to this, but that's just the Rodney that I know. But yes, Mr. Rodney Wash is going to be speaking with us today and sharing his opinion on the topics that I'm talking about with Toxic Part 2 when it comes to family and things like that. And when it comes to the circle of friends. And I definitely want him to elaborate on that, because as a person who had to network, who had to put himself out there himself and build relationships with people who he felt could add to him and who he felt he could, you know, look up to and try to get to higher heights in his career and things like that, building those type of relationships, and why is it important to have people who are like-minded or higher-minded than you are. You know, those type of dynamics are very important, and I really, really love how he really just knows so many people who are so connected, and I wanted him to elaborate why it's important. And when it comes to you being a toxic person who maybe can't be professional, who don't understand professionalism, who can't really form bonds or relationships with people, you know, when it comes to even sex, you know what I'm saying? Sleeping your way up to the top, or, you know, favors or whatever. I want to elaborate on, I want to have a conversation. So stick around, and hopefully you guys can hear, you know, a lot of good nuggets through all of this. So as far as my intro, we are going into our fall months, right? And that means that winter is coming. And I absolutely love winter. I absolutely love winter. So I'm excited about fall coming, and it's approaching pretty fast. I can't believe we're in the month of August in 2020, towards the end of August. So it's almost September. So it's going to be fall. And I'm just, you know, I got a lot going on with moving. I got a lot going on with my job. I got a lot going on personally. And oh man, this year is just flying by, which is kind of good because I am so ready for a fresh start. I think we all are ready for a fresh start, right? We got school, kids are back in school actually, but there's a lot of people who said I'm homeschooling my children, which I think is the smarter, you know, decision. But there's some people who have no choice, and I feel really, my heart goes out to you guys. You have no choice because you have to work, and you know, daycare isn't what it used to be. And people are just trying to make the right decisions for their children. And sometimes when you're not working and you have no money, you can't really do for your kids, especially in this day and age in America. So I hope you guys are encouraging your children to wash hands and not touch so much stuff and things like that. A lot of people are going on vacation still, especially to the Smokies in Tennessee and to Las Vegas because it's cheap. Las Vegas, I know it's cheap. I don't know about Tennessee, but Vegas is cheap right now. So people are really taking advantage of that. So I hope you guys are being safe, even in your traveling. Please be safe. Please be safe. I know it's cheap. It's cheap. But, you know, even Bourbon Street, I heard, was shut down. And I'm actually going to be going to New Orleans here in a couple of weeks. And I'm so excited. But Bourbon, it won't be the same. Bourbon Street, it won't be open. A lot of restaurants I feel won't even be open, or, you know, I just feel like a lot of stuff is just, it's not going to be the same New Orleans that I grew up knowing. So, but that's that. Hopefully people are having conversations when it comes to Black Lives Matter and when it comes to Black-owned businesses. Please support each other. Once we start to build that in our communities, we could definitely start somewhere with building generational wealth in the Black community, Black and Brown community. So, yes, indeed. We're going to get into this topic. So Mr. Rodney Wash is going to come on in just a moment. He's going to introduce himself. I hope you guys stick around to listen to the great nuggets. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to reach out. I have a voice recording set up on my Anchor. When you go to the Anchor platform, you can leave a voice message. I can feature that voice message on the segment. I highly, highly encourage you guys to do that. If you're nervous to do it and you hear something that's interesting that you'd like to ask or that you'd like to add, please send a voice message. And I would love to, even if it's just about a topic that's on a whole nother segment, I would love to answer the question via it being, you know, me actually playing your question and I answer it. So I get questions in my inbox, but I'd love to have people feature on here a lot more. I'm very, very open to it. So please reach out. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook, Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER. And you'll see my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat. And you can follow me and support and share and things like that. So, but Mr. Rodney Wash, I'm going to have him introduce himself and he can tell you a lot more about what he does and the things that he have going on and all the things that he's going to have going on, which I'm excited. It's always different opportunities that he's always presented with. And, you know, so, but yes, we're going to have a conversation. So I hope you guys enjoy. Well, welcome to Beyond Talk Podcast. I'm so excited that you agreed to come on and speak with me today about Toxic Part 2. So how's everything been going? Introduce yourself. Tell us about you.
Well, what's up, guys? My name is Rodney Wash. I'm basically, honestly, I'm just a young mogul in the making, you know, like I did everything from Facebook to radio to magazine shows to TV network. I'm really blessed that I have a lot of media experience. It took a long time to get here, but I'm here and I ain't going back.
I know that's right.
But yeah, you know, just anything to do with media, I'm the person that you want to look forward to seeing. I just love talking. I love talking about topics. I love just to get people messages out there. So I'm looking forward to this conversation, cousin.
Okay, good. Good. So I already filled you in on what we were going to talk about today. And before I get into that, just a couple questions about everything that's going on in the world with COVID, with Black Lives Matter and everything like that. Like, when it comes to the kids going back to school during this time, because I talked about it in my intro, how do you feel about, I know you got nephews and you got nieces, you got, you know, how do you feel about them going back to school during this time?
I don't agree with it. I truly feel like, let me say this, if the banks are closed down, mm-hmm. you can't even walk in a bank willy-nilly because they have protocols and rules, right? Mm-hmm. In other businesses, you have to wear a mask and et cetera. So if they are doing that, why in the hell are we playing lab rats with our children who cannot speak up for themselves, who have no control over their body to say to go to school? And unfortunately, children are going to die, Brittany.
Yeah.
It's really, my niece has a newborn. Now she has to go teach second graders and go home to her newborn.
Yeah.
And then like my little nephew Noah is starting school and he's in kindergarten. Mm. They bad. They nasty. They want to touch and do everything. So could you imagine trying to be a teacher, teaching in that, and then trying to do COVID-19? It's a slap in the face to America, and I blame my education system. And you know what? I'm not even going to blame Trump. So Trump is to blame a lot. He is an asshole. However, it's up to your school board to do what's right for these kids. They should have proper planning for this. There's no way that we can go school online and college and can't do the same thing for high school in elementary school. Uh-huh. That's bullshit to me. So I just truly really feel like our kids are lab rats and a lot of people are going to pass away because of stupid people.
I couldn't agree with you more. I do agree. And unfortunately, it's got a lot of parents out there. I said this in my intro as well. There's a lot of parents out there who kind of have no choice because how the daycares are being shut down and still shut down. And it's like, you know, people are trying to get other people to watch them, which still isn't that safe to me. But this is like a really trying time. And it's hard to make decisions for your kids whenever you feel forced to have to send them to school. But my sister's homeschooling my nephews because it's, you know, she goes to school full time, so she's like, get that, not mine. So I do agree with you though, and it's not worth it. It's really not. So they need to do make a better system for that.
I feel like COVID-19 has really shown us how flawed America is.
Mm-hmm.
It's no reason why anyone in America do not have internet access and a laptop at home.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping at your own front porch, don't worry about nobody else. We gotta get out of that mentality because it takes a village to raise people.
It takes
to do all of this. So I just hope we just get away from that stereotype and really go back to caring and loving on each other again.
Yes, I do agree. And I base my podcast around love, respect, and character and us basically being connected. Because I think that a lot of people would be in healthier places if we were capable of showing health, you know, love in a healthy way. Hence the topic of toxic. So when it comes to toxic, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. I'm not sure if you had a lot of experience with having to deal with in-laws or having to deal with the person you're dating, family. But when it comes to basically us being gay men and women.
Who gay? I'm not gay.
You're not gay?
I'm human.
I was a little lost, like, whoa. I don't want to disrespect you by mislabeling, especially putting it out in the open. So, but you're just human.
But you know I'm gay here.
Oh, I was going to say, you're label free. If that's what it is, then cousin, I respect it. I definitely do. But yeah, I when it comes to that and you get in relationships, you know, do we have the typical issues when it comes to in-laws, especially freaking mothers? Oh, but, you know, it's whenever you're gay, it's a little bit tougher because they're also dealing with not only, you know, do I want my son or my daughter all to myself, but now you know, you gay. So, but what I wanted to ask you was, how could it become toxic? You know, what is it that people do to make it a toxic dynamic between your partner and your family?
But when I truly, truly feel like what anyone has to do when you come together, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, you have to come to an agreement when it comes to boundaries for your family. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you live by yourself, your mom or dad might was able to come to their house whenever they went to or whatever because you live by yourself.
Right.
Not a partner. They go from your cousin, your best friends, and all that too. Mm-hmm. You just don't show up a house unannounced. Mm-hmm. Now you have to be considerate that I have a partner or a girlfriend or a boyfriend that lives with me now. Mm-hmm. So you just can't pop up, mom, and want to start cooking. You can't come in here and try to chase the house around because somebody already is there doing that for me, et cetera. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
What the problem is when your damn in-laws or your cousin don't have a respect. I thought that's a respect factor. And you know what? I always believe in going to your partner first about an issue with their family, right? Mm-hmm. But once your partner is not strong to speak up for themselves, I don't see nothing wrong with you being respectful but very stern and saying, "Hey, you just can't do this no more. You just can't pop up on when you want to, right, without giving a notice." You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If a person do not respect that, Brittany, they don't respect you and they don't respect your partner's relationship. And that's the issue. We let our families always control everything that we do. And we realize you lived your life. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I do agree. And that's why I thought it was important, because I've dealt with it before when it came to when I was married. And they haven't even wrapped their head around the idea of their daughter being gay, on top of now we married and we living together. And it caused a lot of strain, and they lived with us and it was just hell. So, but I see it in other relationships, and it's sad to see. And I even had a situation where a friend of mine is kind of having those type of issues because they don't want to feel like they're abandoning their mother. But you have to be happy and you have to live your life, because it can affect your partner. I'm not going to get too much into that. I don't want her calling me saying, "You talked about my shit on your podcast." But other than that, when it comes to toxic relationships.
Let me say this too before we move forward.
Sure.
It is your parents' duty to raise you to be good Samaritans in this world. Mm-hmm. Once you reach adulthood, your parents don't really owe you anything but advice and being a wise counselor. Mm-hmm. You don't owe your parents. You're not obligated to give your parents a car. You're not obligated to give your parents a house. And you're not obligated to pay your parents' bills. Now, if your mama's sick or something like that, that's different. I don't believe putting nobody in the old folks' home. That's when I would take care of my parents. But I'm not going to put a stranger in my household trying to take care of two.
Right.
That's not fair. And we need to get away from that. Like, stop telling our kids, "Oh, when you go to school, you're going to buy your mama a house." No, I'm not, mama. Get your own damn house. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me live my life. Like, I feel like it's so horrible when kids want to go out and venture out. And, you know, we have family members as well who had never left Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And that's horrible. It's so much more out here in the world, but we let our families hold us back. And sometimes our family can be very effing tough. It's fucking toxic. Like, it's true. So,
yes.
This, you know, I'm speaking for experience.
it's hard. And I feel like, you know, with my mom, and I love her to death, I do, but sometimes that woman could kind of just get clingy to the point where it's like, "Mom, I'm dating someone now, and I make a lot of time for the person I'm dating. I'm sorry if I'm not over here the way I used to be, but I'm dating now. I'm trying to build a life to the point where you won't really see me. I'm going to be building a family." And it's like, oh, but she'll understand, and then we'll have to go back over it again. But she never would be any type of disrespectful, which I'm grateful for. but it'll put pressure on kids. Well, not kids because we're adults, but it'll put the pressure on people when you feel like you disappointed your mama and your girlfriend or boyfriend. So that's just kind of what I struggled with or struggle with when it comes to me dating. So family being involved, what do you feel about when it comes to now you talked about people coming unannounced and basically overstepping their motherfucking boundaries, but what do you think about telling the family, cousins, sisters, brother, whatever, your issues, your business?
I'm gonna say that I made this mistake. I feel like we all have. Mm-hmm. Telling everything that goes on in your relationship. Mm-hmm. That is not a thing. It's not, don't do that. Especially when you know you're not going to leave. Mm-hmm. I feel like you need a one good venting partner or friend who will understand you and not just, you know, whenever ask no question, that is there to listen. Mm-hmm. Because you need that. But however, as I got older, I feel like that's what your therapist is for. You go to your therapist to complain in the vent, because they have no, they are very biased. They will never see you outside of that little 1 hour session. You know what I'm saying? So they only know what you tell them, and they will advise you what to do. Mm-hmm. When you go around to your friends, every damn thing to go on, except, so it's like, you do have good days with your partner, but today this bitch pissed me off and they did this, this, and that. So when you are always one of your friends talking negatively or your family member talking negative about a person, what do you expect for a person to do when they truly do love you?
Right.
Like, you're disrespecting somebody who I love, so why the hell would I want to be around you? Why is my best friend or why is my cousin or my brother or sister, whoever, with you? Because you are making them hurt and cry the fact that they got to call me every day about what you do, what you got going on.
Right. Well, the reality is people really do run their mouth to their folks, and it's sad. And I think that especially in the Black and Brown community, therapy is not as hyped up like other things. And I'm a very big supporter of mental health awareness. And I'm not saying that something's wrong with you if you go to therapy, but it's definitely an option. You definitely can go there and really strip naked before someone who has no ties to your family to cause judgment on you or anything like that. I think it's very important that people do go to therapy, even as couples or individuals, just so that you could get those communication skills and get the tools that you need to work out your shit, rather than going to people who want the best for you and who will take your side and will deter you from what the fuck is best for you just because they love you.
They were trying to take your man or girl. You better watch.
Exactly. If you listen to them, they will fuck all your shit up just because you want to take their advice, you know. And it's crazy because my grandmother's the same way a little bit. Boy, she don't like nobody. And it's like, you can't really just talk to everybody about stuff. Because she will tell you, you don't need that boo-boo and make it such a big thing, you know. But that's just her old school mindset. But I'm glad that you were able to speak on those topics when it comes to privacy, when it comes to family getting involved in your business. Unless it's domestic violence, I don't see anything wrong with family getting involved or friends. Because when it comes to domestic violence relationships, you can't blame them. Like, they want to kill them. hint, Rodney. They want to go beat somebody up.
What's up, Ben?
Right. You know, so I think there's certain areas where you would get your family involved. And I think when it comes to domestic violence, or when it comes to maybe, I don't even know if drug abuse is appropriate. You know, I don't know if you should keep that between you and your partner. And but, you know, I don't know. But I do know when it comes to domestic violence, yes.
You put stuff out there to in the universe, be prepared for any backlash you would not like. Because once it's out there, you can never take it back.
Ooh, that's but good.
Choose wisely of what you go tell people.
That's good. That is
the best you ever give anyone.
That's good. I like that. I like that. But it holds so much weight. It's so true. The next topic I wanted to talk about was circle of friends. You have a really good way of networking. As I've seen you grow, especially being in the media and things like that, and you having a talk show, you worked really fucking hard, Rodney, to build those relationships. And I watched you grow. You know what I'm saying? So for you to do that, I'm guessing that was important for you to network and build that circle. Now, I don't know if it's the same thing when it's networking and you're connecting with people. That's the same thing of having a strong source of a circle of friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if those are the same thing. So are they the same or are they different?
Networking is for your business, for your brand, whatever you're trying to do. So when you, shame on you if you're invited to a networking event that can help elevate your brand. You don't receive anybody's Instagram, Facebook, phone number, or email. What was the purpose of you going there? Because if you want to grow, you want to be better, you want to get better, you want to keep your craft, you have to go out there and sharpen your skill. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Go out there and build a relationship where you know what I'm saying. Brent, let me tell you something. I have 3 venues where I can go to and not put not one cent down to host or have anything because I built that relationship there. Mm-hmm. I have people call and they might charge other people. They won't charge me because it's a relationship there, because we network, we build a good rapport, and it's a respect factor. That's another thing. So you have respect for what you do and respect for others. And once you have that, it's very easy to maneuver the way you want to do in this industry, but you have to work hard and get up and do it. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to your circle of influence, the friends that I used to have are not really my friends anymore. And that's just because, you know, when people put you in a box.
Wow. Yeah.
And you outgrow that box that they put you in. Mm-hmm. Or they was in the industry longer before you, and here you come and you just take off way faster than them. Mm-hmm. People are jealous of you. You know what I'm saying? People are envious of you. And that's okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm so blessed the way I am today, because if I know something going on, I'm going to tell you, even if I'm applying for it myself, because you know what I believe in? What's for me is for me. Mm-hmm. When I took my job back in August of 2019, God spoke to me and told me that that's what I was supposed to do. So If I am a strong believer in my faith, like I claim to be, and I believe what the Bible says and what the word is, I know I'm going to be taken care of. I know my life's not going to be off. I might not have the clothes like I used to buy because I had a job, said income. But like, nothing has never been turned off since I stepped foot off of working from my old job. With that being said, you might be a blessing in disguise, someone who might help later in life come back and help you. Because mm-hmm. I didn't get here overnight, Britt. And people helped me get here.
Right.
You get in by word of mouth, by speaking very highly of me, by getting me in doors where it probably would have been closed. So if I can get that same opportunity as anyone else in this industry, and I believe, but I have to believe in you.
Yeah.
Now, if I believe in you, I don't mind sharing what I know. Mm-hmm. Because it's not going to affect me, because what's for me is for me.
Right. That's a good mindset. It's a good mindset to have whenever you're, especially whenever you believe in karma and you believe in being blessed and sowing seeds, you know, and I'm definitely a sower, and I believe that you're a sower too when it comes to you trying to, you know, go to higher heights. You definitely want to bring people with you. And it's important, especially in the Black community. We have to really elevate each other. And I say the same thing for Black-owned businesses. At the same time, I think that Black-owned businesses could have a lot more customer care when it comes to, you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm a certain. Let me tell you something. You know what? It could be a Caucasian owner of business, a Mexican owner of business, and a Black owner of the same type of business, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to the Black business because I'm Black, but I don't owe you that. Like, I have to be here when I go next door or the other door down and be treated with some type of respect. They might not like me at all. They might say, look at this nigga coming in here. But guess what? They're going to treat that person with respect.
Right.
When you go into a Black-owned business, sometimes, not all the time, it's like they just give you half-ass service. Like, how that time we went to Juicy Crabs in Campari?
Yeah.
That's the first experience mm-hmm. I have ever dealt with Juicy Crab franchise. Because mm-hmm. when I go to Smyrna and all these other places, they treat you like you spending money. At the one at Camp Creek, it's just like, oh, hey, you here? What you want? You get what I'm saying? And what's so sad is that Black people don't respect Black people, because that came down from slavery. That's a whole other topic. We are mm-hmm. still let massa hold our hand and dictate how we treat each other. And I wish we could get away from that.
Right.
Because back in the 60s and 40s, 50s and 60s, but back then, Black folks used to dress with proper attire, care they suffer dignity, love their neighborhoods. Now it's just a slum.
Right.
It's like lost their respect, that respect factor for each other. Mm-hmm. That's just all. I go on about that.
No, but it's a really deep topic. And I actually would like to do a whole segment when it comes to that, because it needs to be an understanding. And Black owned businesses need to understand that too, because they sometimes, to me, feel as if we do owe it to them. And it's like, first of all, if I spend my money with you, if you want it that bad, then you need to treat me better than Miss White Susie down the street, because some people will pay more money to the white owned businesses because they get that good customer care.
The floors are mopped. Their stuff looks nice. You right. Get what I'm saying?
They'll treat you like they ain't got a racist bone in their body.
Yeah. Like, when you are a business, should no business be having no damn Gmail account?
Ooh-wee.
You better that's see ghetto. It. Let me tell you something. let me just say this. It is five things that any person in business, whether it's media, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One, LLC your name. Make sure you own your name and can nobody take your name from you or your idea. Two, have a website. Because you know what? Social media can go down. Let your people be able to still reach you when they can't reach on Facebook, Instagram, and whatever else people use.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, have a business phone. Why am I calling your personal phone about business?
Exactly.
That's dumb. Because when that phone ring, when you know that business phone, it's about business, about you making the connection, about you getting some money or getting a blessing. Number four, have an email that you pay for. I don't want to see hello, it's Rodney at gmail.com. That's ghetto. You're not investing your own self, but you want me to invest in your company?
Mm-hmm. That's
you
good.
Get what I'm
heck
like
yeah.
You have to spend money to make money. And if you're not spending and doing the proper things to make your business stay afloat, to make your business look like what you do, why would I want to do business with you? And number four, if you have a business account, just say like I say I'm a media personality.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see media stuff on your page. I don't want to see your mama. I don't want to see your daddy. I don't want to see your selfies. I don't want to see none of that. If you say you're an artist, I want to see are you singing? What are you doing? Like we people don't really take, people want to be business owners, but don't understand what goes into a business. It's all about a presentation. Now, I always tell people this when I have talks with my friends. The reason why I have people reach out to me and give me money and want me to do stuff with them and they sponsor me and stuff, because you go on my page, there's no doubt you don't know what the hell I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks professional.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Because when you look like something, people want to spend some money with you. They want to work with you. But if you're not even investing $6 a month for a damn Bluehost email account,
mm-hmm.
why would I want to spend your $40 plate for what?
That's good. That's good.
Girl, you know you got me started.
I so did. You fed me a lot of shit, because I've been thinking about starting a skincare line with some type of, I'm not going to say the powder that I'm going to use, but it helps with dark spots and stuff. And I think that people would really, really love it. But I wanted to make sure that I could be as professional as possible, because I know what it's like to see something and you like, I just want to buy it just because it looked that goddamn good. And I want to be that business. So you're dropping a lot of nuggets, and it's crazy how much you know already. And you, I feel like you just stepped out of yeah. into this world, but it's good that you soaked up all this stuff, and it's definitely done you some good, and you're definitely gonna go far and things like that. So what do you think about that damn WAP video by Cardi B?
Let me tell you something. This will get some, makes me angry with Black folks. Black men can say bitches, hoes, slut, whatever, shake that ass, hoe, shake that ass, bitch, and do all that shit, throwing money on women, doing all kind of stuff. But the first time a woman wants to be sane, be liberated, just like the men, it's an issue. She a hoe, she a slut. I seen somebody where somebody said, Cardi B, somebody, mama, somebody, wife, she shouldn't be doing that. But hell, half these rappers got wives and stuff, and they right here fucking and sucking everything else they can. So if we're going to act like we're this, like, oh, you're too good, you shouldn't be doing that, do it across the board. That is the problem with the Black community. We all trying to put subcategory and always trying to prioritize what the other can do.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it comes to being gay or straight. That's none of your... Let me tell you something. I'm a gay man, right?
Yeah.
And I don't wear nails and makeup and all that stuff. This is not me. But I'm gay. Mm-hmm. If I see a woman in a bikini walking around or with some shorts up her ass, I'm not going to be interested in it because I don't want it.
Right.
It does nothing for me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at what the who the dude you with. You get what I'm saying? And that should be the way when it comes to gay people. I mean, straight people, when it comes to straight men, when it comes to gay men, I don't care. That boy or that man could be having hoochie cutters on with fishnets. If you are a straight man or a straight woman, what that black person do should not offend you. I don't understand how you say you're not something, but you're so bothered by it.
I'm gonna share my opinion about it, and I said it on my last segment. The problem that I have with it, just as a black woman, is the content. I couldn't get past the first 30 seconds. And the way that I grew up, not saying that my mom did a perfect job. My mom was working two jobs, and then she was a club owner and all that kind of stuff. She ain't raised kids before. It was her first time. But the music that I had access to is what I had. And it influenced me in a lot of ways, you know, and that's just how it is. And I think about us having the lack of guidance in kids' lives nowadays. The music now doesn't compare to the shit I grew up on. And you know, they have WAP challenges, and I've already seen a lot of kids doing it. Now, it's not the music industry responsibility to raise your children. I totally agree. But what about where America is today, especially with kids who have nothing else to really do in their communities and stuff like that. And they're out here just doing this. It's like, it's still gonna get worse if this is what we are offering each other. So that's just my stance on it.
I'm not gonna say WAP is the first video I ever heard that was very ratchet and raunchy, first time in my life.
Right.
Like, yeah, Little Kim, I was from Head. Like, it's so many songs that I can go down and down and down. Like, right. That was, you know, if you're going to say it was horrible in your eyes, like, I'm not going to say the WAP was the first video I've heard. It was like, oh my God. Because Tip Drill was something else back in the day.
Yeah, it was. But you only saw Tip Drill at night, late at night. It was, I mean, but we didn't have YouTube back then as well.
So you know what it is? I don't like how worldly the world is getting, because I do agree with that. My nephew should not be able to turn on TV at 2 o'clock in the evening happen to watch the WAP video. Right. I feel like we are exposing our kids to too much, but again, it is not the responsibility of the industry to raise your children. It is your responsibility to raise your children.
Exactly.
And I'm not here for bashing the WAP video, because I love it.
I didn't like it. But then I like it in the sense of creativity and this, you know, me being like, whenever I want to turn up, maybe. I still didn't like the lyrics. And I may be a little bit old school. I never was a person to like rump shaking music. That's just me. As I got older, I'm just like, it's just not in my particular taste. But, you know, people really like it, even a lot of adults. And I get it. But I just couldn't connect. Like, the first 30 seconds, my stomach literally started to hurt. Like, I was like, I can't do this. And then I was forced to watch the video because I was at a party and they put it on a big screen.
Well, I do appreciate you coming on today and talking about different topics with me and really going deep. You gave some good nuggets. I'm sure people are going to enjoy this. Your opinion and what you know and how you speak it matters. And it holds a lot of weight. So that's why I invited you on. You really show passion through it. And you mean what the hell you say. So I do appreciate it.
You have to be that way these days, cousin.
So as far as your talk show and other things you have going on, please elaborate in where we can follow, share, support, all that stuff. Just your whole spiel.
Well, you can follow me on all social media platforms at I Am Rodney Wash. That is IAMRODNEYWASH. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you guys, I just started a new show. It's called Five Guys on Live. So please support that. That's one of my new venture babies that I'm doing. And I also go live with my sister every Wednesday. It's called What We Do Wednesdays with Nakisha and Rodney. That's a good time as well. And, you know, just follow me. If you follow me, you keep up with me. You know, you can't tuck everything in 5 minutes. So what, if you follow your boy, if you follow Rodney, you'll be able to see everything that Rodney is doing.
I know that's right. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the, I'm going to put the link to your A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. Yeah. I'm going to put that link in the description.
Thank you.
Of course. And I'm going to also put your face. Which one do you go on the most, Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
I'm going to put your link for that too, so people can just click on it. So, but I can't wait to hear the feedback on this.
Dude, I really think it's going to be extra awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for just allowing me to speak my truth. And I hope you guys follow me. I need 1,000 followers. Thanks.
We got you, cousin. We got you. Love you.
Love you too.
Well, there you go, guys. I hope you guys did enjoy it. Us talking about toxic people and connections with people and networking and things like that. And whenever it comes to your family or your friends or whoever, getting all in your relationship, not even just getting in, but you pretty much allowing them. So it's, we talked about some good stuff today. I'm really happy. We always have good conversations. Normally we argue, but y'all wouldn't be able to handle that. I'm telling you, it won't be. But of course you guys know me, Brittany Carter. You can follow me on Facebook, BRITNEYCARTER. And you guys also can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snap, all of those handles and names or whatever. They're on my Facebook page. I'm so super excited about how many people have registered to vote. I hope you guys are still doing it and spreading the word. We have some great things happening in the in politics right now. And I'm just looking, you know, for good things to come out of it. You know, I don't like politics. I don't think any of it is good. But, you know, when it comes to us trying to, you know, make a difference and stuff, it seems like things that are happening are big, you know, big things are happening. So yes, indeed. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Please don't forget to follow me and Rodney on social media. Like I said, his links will be in the description. So you guys will be able to click on his talk show, A Cup of Coffee with Rodney Wash. And you also can follow him on social media. Not only do he just have pictures of his gorgeous self, but he also has really great things that he have on his social media sites, and he speaks his mind. Follow him so you can get some truth every day, right? So I love y'all. Y'all have a great night. Don't forget to register to vote. Don't forget to support Black-owned businesses. And please don't forget to have conversations about what's going on today as far as racism. You guys have a wonderful day. Don't forget to register to vote. Peace.
I got a sneaker addiction. I gotta get my attention. I got my hand of admission. Witness this. Zigzagging the same thing with my capital domain and my Alpine golden chain. Cruising away. They think this ray is the same. They don't know how I complain. They call me Chris on the side, cause I know how to decide by dangling my disguise and dangling at your eye. If you don't like my hair, then I really don't care. I'm just doing what I saw in a magazine. Don't like my style, and I really don't care.